So are you 100% with the foot?
Yes, sir. 100% ready to go. You know, as soon as we start being able to run around on the field, you know, I'll definitely be out there participating full go. No letbacks.
When were you able to start running?
I've been running really well for probably like the past month and a half now. Like ever since me and TP and a few other guys were able to go to Laney College and just, you know, toss the ball around out there. I just kind of worked my way into it from like running in regular shoes, and then eventually when I started up in my rehab, just kind of transitioned into cleats more.
How antsy are you right now?
Pretty antsy, but you know, just gotta hone back in on everything, and you know, just get back out there and just get my feet wet, just get rolling again.
What point was there sort of a realization last year? I'm sure there was a lot of disappointment when you knew you weren't going to be able to play for the rest of the year, but what point was there a realization that, damn, this can be a good thing, I can get my feet back under me, and it'll be, you know, I can rehab this thing?
I think probably like soon as it happened, and you know, after I got the surgery, you know, after just talking to the doctor, he said it was kind of worse than what he thought it was. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just kind of getting that reassurance from him made me feel better that finally we got the problem fixed. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I was able just to put it behind me and just get rolling now.
Layman's terms, what was the problem?
And it was a Lisfranc. Yeah, it was a Lisfranc, and you know, it was just kind of, my joints were just kind of split like a little farther apart than what he thought it was. Mm-hmm. So it's all fixed up now, though.
You talked to Darren and all this in terms of the rehab and what it's going to be like coming back from that. Darren, just considering he went through it last year?
I mean, we both had it. Right. His just healed a little different than mine. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but I mean, I'm glad his definitely did. I'm glad he didn't have to go through the surgery process. But, you know, it was just one of them things that just kind of happened that he healed and, you know, mine just healed almost all the way, but as soon as it got twisted up, I kind of knew exactly what was wrong then.
You know, he wasn't himself last year for whatever reason in terms of scheme or whatever, and then you were out for the year, and there was two playmaking guys that the year before had done a lot of big things and scored a lot of touchdowns. And how eager are you, I think, both you guys to get back out and kind of add that back to the mix here?
We're definitely both eager to get back out there, you know, just because we know how explosive this offense can be. You know, no matter who's at the helm or who's running the ball, who's going to be catching it, you know, we have a whole bunch of weapons on this team right now, on both sides of the ball and in special teams. So I think, you know, just bringing this whole team together now and having everybody here just kind of gets everybody a little antsy and just ready to go.
You did play in that preseason a little bit last year, Jacoby, but considering there was a new staff and it's a new coordinator again this year, a new special teams coordinator, how much do you feel like you have to prove to these guys? Is it almost like starting over for you?
I wouldn't say starting over, but I mean, you know, I know they're definitely antsy to see me play because I haven't played really in front of them. So, I mean, I'm just going to go out there and just let the game come to me like I always do and just have fun with it.
How exciting has it been being back in the room with these guys in the weight room, you know, the offseason program started?
It's fun. You know, last year I just kind of, you know, stayed out the way. And, you know, when they went to practice, then I came in to do my rehab and I would leave, you know, just because, you know, it was hard to come in here and see them out there working because I would want to go out there. But, you know, I mean, eventually I started coming around just a little bit more. But, you know, just to be back in the swing of things, you know, it kind of makes you feel like you're actually back on the team again.
Are you spending a lot of time introducing yourself to new teammates? I mean, it must be amazing.
It's weird. It's a lot. It's kind of weird. I mean, everybody's still, like, feeling each other out, you know, within the first week. But I think probably, like, the next few weeks, everybody will start, like, hanging out a little bit more. But, like, you know, we don't really see the defense that much except mm-hmm. in the morning when we're eating breakfast and special teams. And then they go to meetings and we go lift. So it's kind of hard to hang out with them now or bond with them. But, you know, mm-hmm. eventually, you know, everybody will get to know each other a little better.
How much interaction have you had with Matt Flynn so far? You talked about working with Terrell a little bit at Laney. How much have you?
Matt just got here, and I mean, like, so far he's been, you know, putting the offense together and, you know, just having us, like, go through formations and walk through plays and stuff like that. You know, just little things to, you know, help us learn this new system because everybody has to learn it, and you know, he's definitely, you know, helping in that process. Him and Terrell.
Any first impressions of Greg Olson as a coordinator?
I like him. Yeah. He's definitely a guy that, you know, he's going to take some shots down the field, and, you know, he's going to stick to his scheme no matter what. I don't think he'll let a defense bother anything that he's going to do, him or our new O-line coach, Shiano. So, Sperano, my bad. I'm over here saying Shiano from Rutgers. But they're both fiery guys, and, you know, yeah, definitely can't wait to get out there and play for them.
It seemed like the plan last year was, you know, before the foot thing happened, was that you were going to, you know, put your game in the mix as a punt returner. Is that something you still think you'll be doing this year?
Yeah, I definitely plan on doing it. Yeah. Punt return and kick return.
Mm-hmm. How much have you, from working with Terrell, how much difference have you seen from him from what you saw last summer before he got hurt in terms of his development?
Just like his whole demeanor, his mechanics on, you know, how he's handling himself and, you know, just how he's throwing the ball. You know, you could definitely tell that he wants it. And that's something that you want out of a young quarterback like that. You know, he's hungry and he's definitely been waiting for his chance. And I think he'll get a chance to, you know, go out there and compete.
You guys lost so many guys from last year's team. And there's all this, you know, publicity about, man, this team's got all this dead money into the salary cap and they're signing all these under-the-radar free agents. What's it like inside that room? I think the national perspective is man, these guys are still rebuilding, you know. But what do you think that this
In our room?
Yeah.
Players?
Yeah, what do you think it's...
I think we'll be just fine. Yeah, I definitely think that the front office went and got guys that they, you know, that they believe in. They're going to come here and play for this organization this year. And, you know, just the demeanor and, you know, you can just kind of feel a vibe. It's different. It's going to be different, obviously. But, you know, just the vibe that I get from a lot of these players, I can tell that they actually want to be here. And, you know, that shows up with our attendance and just voluntary workouts. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, they're learning a new offense, I mean, new defense too, just as well. So, I mean, everybody's here that wants to be here, and I think that's going to lead us into some promises next year.